I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, April 8th. There are 218 cases of coronavirus in Quincy. There have been 10 deaths. 60 people have recovered, and over 100 are being monitored for signs of the virus. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says that some rooms at the Howard Johnson's Motel on Hancock Street have been set aside for homeless people who may have COVID-19. And the Marriott Hotel at the Crown Colony Office Park has also reserved a block of rooms for any first responders in Quincy who may contract the virus. Quincy police officers and firefighters will be working longer shifts to reduce the number of personnel who come in and out of the fire stations and the police station. Firefighters are working 48 hours on and 6 days off, and police may soon implement similar shifts. In addition, the police station lobby is closed to the public unless it's an emergency, and the records division is closed. Chief Paul Keenan says they do need donations of hand sanitizer and disinfecting wipes. Mayor says he will not be able to present a budgetary analysis of the city to the city council on Monday night, as they have requested. However, he says he will be ready with that report in early May. Koch says he's still waiting for guidance on how to use federal stimulus money coming into the city from a recently approved bill in Congress and another stimulus bill that may be approved later this year. The city council is scheduled to meet remotely again on Monday. South Shore restaurants are coming together to help feed the homeless people that are being housed at a temporary shelter at the South Shore YMCA in Quincy. Several restaurants have agreed to participate in the COVID-19 Community Challenge. This week, renowned South Shore chef Paul Wahlberg bringing his Wahlburgers food truck to the Y, and other restaurants, including the Chef's Table, Montilio's, and Lombardo's, have also agreed to provide hot meals for the homeless and for the staff at the Y who are helping to run that temporary shelter. The Y is also trying to raise $10,000 to provide food for their food pantry clients and children in their emergency child care center. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, April 8th.